We have in agricultural commodities two markets which until recently were working together. There is the physical market, the spot market, where tons of rice, wheat, corn are being exchanged. And we have the market for derivatives, where people trade the right to sell, the right to buy within 3-6 months, for example, the futures markets. Until recently, these two markets were functioning together. The futures markets were a way to hedge against risk, and they were also a way to discover the prices that the producers and the buyers on the physical markets should use. However, since 2005-2006, the futures markets for derivatives has been completely destabilized by the arrival on these markets of commodity index funds and huge financial investors, pension funds, hedge funds of different kinds, which have destabilized these markets by making investments not based on their expectations of supply and demand, on the fundamentals of the markets, if you wish, but based on a purely financial gamble. They basically invest in a range of commodities, including oil, minerals, and agricultural commodities, which count for 5-10%. And their investment is completely unrelated to any real expectation about the evolution of the price of commodities. And so what this leads to is traders will stock the food instead of selling it. Buyers will buy as soon as possible. States will impose export bans because they fear that prices will continue to increase. And so the problem is that the market has become completely difficult to read, completely unpredictable, and that requires us to regulate speculation on those commodities because it is extremely problematic both for producers and for poor importing countries to have to play with such volatile prices.